In June of 2010, I was making cookies for my students' year-end recital. And I had CBC Radio on to the program Ideas, which was titled with a quote from Fyodor Dostoevsky that said, "Beauty will save the world." A journalist, a literary scholar, and a writer explained how they learned the truth of this. I was fascinated. If I'd heard that the program was going to be on, I wouldn't have chosen to listen to it. I was listening to it by default, and I learned a lot. I always thought that the only thing that would save the world was to change the economy to a more socially and ecologically responsible system. But I wasn't doing much of that, and it doesn't look like others are doing enough either. I've been spending most of my time teaching people to make beautiful music. For years, I have wondered why God called me to do that, rather than giving me the means to work for economic change in our society. The ideas about beauty really spoke to me. They weren't new, but I had not integrated them into the meaning of my life. Here are some of those ideas from the Ideas program. Plato argued that beauty was the revelation of God in the here and now. John Keats wrote in Ode to a Grecian Urn, "Beauty is truth, truth beauty. That is all you know on earth and all you need to know." Beauty has the power to redeem desperate and tragic situations. Beauty saves us from acts against humanity, against ourselves. I really liked this one. "If I didn't sing, I'd have to take drugs because drugs kill the pain, but beauty is bigger than drugs." Transcendent beauty, a spiritual beauty, can come in the most obscene places. People searching for dignity and human respect is a beautiful thing. Anyone can exhibit immense grace. Beauty brings you joy. Beauty dwells with wisdom, and wisdom dwells with joy. People who have beauty and wisdom and joy are capable of enduring the most terrible things. Acting out survival of the fittest diminishes us as human beings, and we know it. We need transcendent beauty to save us. People are afraid of beauty like they're afraid of real freedom. The price of real freedom is security. Beauty's like that too. You can't hang on to it or possess it. It opens your heart and your soul and makes you vulnerable. It is scary. You are not in control. Beauty is not a thing. It is a place, a battleground. Objects we desire create rivalry. Beauty can create violence, but another kind of beauty, transcendent beauty, is truth, good, and cannot be corrupted. The fate of the world depends on unleashing the beauty that will save the world. These ideas spoke to my dilemma. Perhaps God does know what I should be doing. Beauty speaks to and transforms our spirits. It energizes us, teaches us, and can inspire us to act like moral human beings. Artists give expression to our souls, and my work creates artists and helps unleash the artist in all of us. God speaks to us through transcendent beauty. Changing our immoral economy requires a spiritual transformation. We must change ourselves first. Attuning ourselves to beauty is a first step. I'm not at all sure that humanity will rebalance its values in time to save the biosphere from destruction. At a Canadian Quaker meeting a couple of years ago, we were sharing through worship our thoughts about the future. Someone said that if we destroyed life on Earth as we know it, nature will eventually recover and rebuild without us, and that wouldn't necessarily be a bad thing. In a strange way, that ministry gave me hope. We cannot ultimately destroy the spirit in nature. From when I was a child, I've often thought about the Bible story of Sodom and Gomorrah, two cities renowned for luxurious living, debauchery, and abuse of strangers and the poor. The people no longer cared about justice, simplicity, and equity, and God destroyed them with fire. The story draws sharp lines between good and evil, reward and punishment, and this is not the way I see the world. I think the story impressed me because I've always felt the culture around me resembles Sodom and Gomorrah in its neglect of its weakest citizens. I find it painful to see the discrepancies between the wealthy and the impoverished. I find it painful to watch wild nature suffer at our hands. But I don't live my life in pain. Beauty has saved me from that. The beauty in nature, the beauty in art and music, the beautiful personal relationships in my community, the beauty of children, and especially my beautiful extended family, which are miraculously all here tonight. Every day, I am thankful for all this beauty, and it gives me strength and a large degree of happiness in spite of my huge concern about destructive human activities. I find much to fear in the future, but I know that the antidote to fear is love. We are called to love one another. Love is beautiful. Love and beauty will enable us to face the future, whether that future is positive change or destruction. I have recently come to understand why I teach music. Through music, we can help beauty to save the world.